The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Awards like Coast to Coast and Downtown are basketball sayings. You know, they're awards that we would use regularly in basketball. Boom Shakalaka just came out of my mouth on the first dunk I saw, with the excitement of it in the games in Athens. My passion and my enjoyment of seeing the best in the world perform at their best when it matters is what obviously comes out. And thankfully for me, most people seem to enjoy it.
Well, that's legendary basketball commentator Timmy McCarthy on Off the Ball, explaining where he got the inspiration for his iconic catchphrases. Now, this week, the highlight of the Irish basketball season takes place at the National Basketball Arena in Tallaght, with the National Cup Finals down for decision. And this year, the finals weekend happens to coincide with the anniversary of the first publication of the rules of the sport way back in 1891. And to tell us more, Off the Ball's Cameron Hill. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
December 1891.
James Naismith. So he was a physical education instructor at the YMCA in Springfield, Massachusetts, and wanted to create a game that would help his students remain fit during the winter months. So he drafted 13 rules for his new game and published them in the Springfield College newspaper, The Triangle, the first written record of basketball's rules, in January of 1892.
Now, was the basketball being played anyway?
No. No, so this was an entirely new sport. The first match took place in March of 1892, so he had come up with this completely on his own. He took inspiration from a game he played as a child, where you use pebbles to knock a duck-shaped stone off a large boulder. So he took a soccer ball, asked the janitorial staff around the YMCA to locate a pair of square boxes. They could only find round peach baskets, which Naismith nailed to a balcony in the gymnasium and practiced throwing a ball into them. That's why basketball baskets around. The balcony was 10 feet above the floor of the gym, and that's still the height of the nets today. There's a myth that the first 15 years of its history, there was no hole in the basket, that they had a bottom, so players would have to go up on a ladder, retrieve the ball every time they scored. That's not true. So in 1893, the basketball net was invented. There were advertisements for the nets in US newspapers, and only the ball didn't really fall out of the bottom. You could use a drawstring to turn the net inside out, release the ball.
So you just pull the drawstring and the net would contract upwards, thus releasing the ball.
Yeah, so not quite as painstaking and long as people make out with that myth.
Now, what about women? Where did they come into this? Because that led to another sport.
Yeah, so around the same time at Newcomb College in New Orleans, they'd introduced a new physical education course for their female students. But parents and doctors were raising concerns about it, that it would be detrimental to the female students' health and make them less feminine, God forbid. So the university hired a woman called Clara Beyer to take charge of the sports curriculum and find a sport that would keep the dissenting voices at bay while also challenging the female students and fostering some sort of team identity. So she picked basketball, wrote to Naismith for a copy of his official rule book, and they played their first game in 1893. It was something of a disaster. So the female students found the game very frustrating, and it gave ammunition to the anti-exercise lobby, who complained that the women were being bold and loud-voiced, very unladylike.
My goodness. Anyway, there were benefits to the sport, but it had to change.
Yeah, so she took the rules Naismith had set down and kind of tweaked them a bit. So she took out dribbling. There was no interference from players when the opposition took a shot, no striking or snatching a ball. The biggest difference was players had to stay in their respective parts of the court. They couldn't move around, and they had to stay still when they caught the ball. And all shots had to be taken with one hand, which Beyer believed was more graceful than the two-handed efforts. There was also a common belief around the time that throwing the ball with two hand flattened the chest. Again, couldn't have that. That rule was later abandoned, but Beyer sent her modified rules to Naismith, who approved of them, but suggested she come up with a new name because it had become far too different to the original sport. So she went with basketball, with the French spelling of basket, but eventually changed it to netball.
It actually was known as women's basketball, not netball, for years.
Yeah, and that was a problem when authorities tried to get netball or women's basketball into the Olympics, because the IOC had basketball in the Olympics from 1936 onwards, and they didn't want to have two sports with the same name. So it's not until 1976 that women's basketball appears and netball finally gets over the line too.
Now, there were modified rules for women for a while. For quite a long time, actually.
Until 1971. Then it transitioned to the more familiar five-player full-court game with a 30-second shot clock. Just a few years later, as I said, it became a professional. The women's basketball became a sport in 1976 in the Olympics. And the first professional leagues start to come at the end of the 70s. The National Basketball Association, the all-conquering body in the US, after many failed attempts, finally brought on the WNBA in 1996, and it's as popular as ever with the likes of Caitlin Clark involved.
Now, basketball is played in Ireland in schools, and there, as we know, the cup finals are on in Tallaght this weekend. Who's our most celebrated basketball player?
Susan Moran. So from Tullamore, she guided both club and school to National Cup glory in 1998. She scored 48 points in the school final while playing for Sacred Heart Tullamore. So after her leaving Cert, she earned a scholarship to play with the NCAA Division 1 program in St. Joe's in Philadelphia, who have a number of different NBA players who've come from that school as well. She became the only player in the school's history to lead the team in both scoring and rebounding for four consecutive seasons, and is still their all-time leading scorer, both men or women. And in her same senior year, she was the fourth leading scorer in all of US college basketball. She averaged an incredible 23.3 points per game.
So now, they have a thing called the draft for football and for basketball.
And she made it to the top 100, the top 64 go into the draft, and she just missed out in 2002 after her graduation, but was then invited to a post-draft 10-day trial by New York Liberty, one of the highest profile teams in the then six-year-old WNBA. They were playing at a Madison Square Garden, which is quite phenomenal. And she played a few games for Liberty. She became the first and still only player to be drafted by a WNBA side. And she'd later go on to play professionally in Spain, New Zealand. She was voted the league's MVP there. And then in Australia, where she earned MVP honours, this time in the Queensland Australia League. And she's now the assistant coach back at SJU.
That's extraordinary. Now, Gaelic Games, naturally the space for budding Irish sportswomen to establish foundational skills. But basketball also appears to be a good feeder sport.
Yeah, so many of our, probably what some of our best female athletes have played basketball in one time or another. So Louise Galvin, former Kerry footballer and ex-Ireland rugby sevens player, she represented Ireland in basketball. Joy Neville, the ex-international rugby referee, won a number of national titles in secondary school before switching solely to rugby. Lindsay Peat, who is the every woman in Irish sport, has gone to a really high level in a number of different sports. She captained Ireland in basketball. Even Rashida Adeleke took to the basketball court as a youngster.
Well, she's very tall.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's something about the sport. In fact, I was speaking to Moran this week, and she outlined the reasons why basketball has long been the go-to for young girls in this country.
There's a team aspect to basketball that I think you can't beat, that you can't find in other sports. So it's addictive, right? So I grew up playing tennis, individual sport. Now I get a team, five in, five out, everyone's involved. So I think the team aspect drags you in. There's so many skills involved. So you've got hand-eye, jumping, defense, like just athleticism. You've got strategy, like it's athletes, overall athletes, like general athletes are drawn to it, right? Because it extends them in many, many ways. There was a pretty good network growing up in regards to making a regional team. And then if you did well in regionals, you could make a national team. And you knew that these national teams, they got to travel. Like at the time when I began, it was just for the four nations. So it was really Scotland, England, Ireland. You know, you weren't going too far. Like I went to Russia with an underage team. Not all sports were doing that. So you think of our great homegrown sports. Well, you weren't going to Russia to play Gaelic football as a girl back in the day. But when I was 14, I was in Russia with an Irish team competing. And I think there's something to be said for, you know, those opportunities, this opportunity to travel and play and even just representing your country.
And that's Susan Moran and her time in America, obviously telling in her accent. So tell us about the timings for this weekend's finals.
Yes, they all kick off tomorrow in the National Basketball Arena in Tala. You've got the Irish Wheelchair Association National Cup Final at 6 o'clock between Rebel Wheelers and Ballybrack Bulls. Then it's the Women's National Cup Final at 8:15, Angar Chasers versus Liffey Celtics. You have the President's National Cup Final on Saturday at 3:30 with Portlaoise Panthers taking on Limerick Celtics. And then the Men's National Cup Final is on Sunday from 11, Barrow Rovers against St. Brendan's, before the under-20s Men's National Cup Final between between Limerick Celtics and Dundalk Ravens. If you haven't been to a basketball match out in the NBA, I would highly recommend it. It is absolutely brilliant.
All happening in the National Basketball Arena in Tala.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.